Hello, Joe Bud from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 4th of September, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Tuesday the 2nd, the Tbilisi court sentenced eight people arrested during pro-European protests in November 2024. They're known as prisoners of conscience due to the widely held belief that their arrest was political. Judge Tamar Chedlishvili changed their charges from organizing group violence to organizing or joining disruptive group actions, which carries a lighter punishment. Zvia Tsertladze, Vebhia Kasradze, and Vasil Kedzelashvili received 2 years and 6 months in prison, while five others got 2 years. Prison time counts from arrest, so they'll serve between 1 year and 3 months and 1 year and 9 months. New Article 226 punishes disruptive group actions without requiring proof of violence. Unlike the original Article 225, which requires evidence of violent acts. Defense lawyers argue the court had no evidence of organized activity and planned to appeal. On the same day, police arrested more than a dozen pro-European activists protesting on Rustaveli Avenue in Tbilisi. Authorities said the group tried to block the road and ignore lawful police orders. All detainees face administrative charges. While officials reported 16 arrests, witnesses and activists told the media that the real number was 22. Among those detained was the daughter of Otar Chirdileli, a friend of Mayor Kahi Kaladze's in Georgian Dreams, with the Kotsevi's candidate for Tbilisi City Council. Next up, on Monday, the 1st, Kotsebi's president, Misha Kavelashvili, published a hilarious open letter to President Donald Trump of the United States, arguing him to pay more attention to Georgia. Said Washington was ignoring Georgia despite shared values between the two governments. And you know, he's not wrong about shared values with Trump and Vizina. Kavelashvili accused the deep state of pushing unrest in Georgia through groups like USAID, while Trump's administration looked away. He said that Georgians prevented several attempts at revolution in recent years and remained united against outside interference. Like I said, hilarious. Kavelashvili praised Trump for improving ties with Georgia's neighbors, including Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, and Russia, but showed disappointment that Georgia stayed off the radar. At the end of the letter, he asked Trump to reset relations with Georgia, just like Hillary and Lavrov. Speaking of a lack of attention, Georgia has been ignored by its new strategic partner, China, as well, which did not invite representatives of the ruling party to the 80th anniversary of the Second World War victory held in Beijing on Wednesday the 3rd. Seems unusual as both Azerbaijan and Armenian leaders attended the event. Remember that Armenia and China also signed an agreement of strategic partnership, marking the growing involvement of China in the region. Changing topics, on our previous episode, we reported that the Tbilisi court froze the bank accounts of several NGOs at the request of the prosecutor's office. Authorities said they are investigating them for trying to sabotage the government during pro-European protests. Since then, pro-government TV channels have been running propaganda against these NGOs, presenting their purchases of basic protective equipment as evidence of anti-state activity. The big reveal was that these NGOs bought medical masks, goggles for eye protection, some raincoats and first aid kits, none of them in significant numbers. The only thing that can be qualified as some sort of offensive equipment is 35 pepper spray cans, which the Social Justice Center purchased, even though most adherents of the Kotsevi and Kotsevi voters find this hardly enough to validate government toppling charges. While Kahi Kaladze is running his re-election campaign as mayor of Tbilisi for a third term, he still finds time to spew anti-Western rhetoric mainly aimed at the EU. Monday the 1st, he said that the EU has completely lost the values of Georgia that it once had and that its bureaucracy now causes problems for everyone, including partner countries. He also defended the Russian law targeting NGOs, saying that it brings more financial transparency to politics. Okay, Kahi. Kaladze said that the country has a great record on human rights compared to the previous government. Of course, he didn't mention that over 400 people were brutally assaulted, some of them tortured by the Kotsevi special forces during the pro-European protests. On that note about the EU, the new Eurobarometer shows how EU citizens feel about Georgia joining the EU if the country meets all the required criteria. 46% of citizens from 27 EU member states support Georgia's membership, 43% oppose it. Support's highest in Sweden at 71%, followed by Lithuania and Latvia at 62%, Denmark at 61%. Opposition strongest in Austria, where 64% reject Georgia's membership, followed by the Czech Republic, Germany, Italy, and France. In general, 56% of EU citizens support further enlargement of the bloc. Other news, on Monday, the first Alec Raffogolu, Washington-based journalist covering the caucuses, reported that Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is opposed to the inclusion of the Megawatt Act in the U.S.'s annual defense, as part of the U.S. annual defense bill. The act claims to hold the Kotzebue accountable for democratic backsliding and Russian-style laws. House of Representatives already passed it earlier this year, and now it's the Senate's turn, where 98 senators support the act and only two are against it, including Mullen. Stant surprised many, since he previously criticized the Kotzebue and Bidzina, calling Ivanishvili a Russian-trained oligarch. In a shocking incident in Kutaisi in western Georgia, it went viral after a TikTok live stream showed a grandmother hitting her two-year-old grandchild. Video captured the child knocking over a plate of food, after which the grandmother struck the kid on the hand and head. After public outrage, the police arrested her on charges of violence. Her daughter defended her, saying that there was no abuse. The authorities are not interested in protecting the child's interests. They just want her mother in prison. She also accused social media users of targeted bullying, warning that the online pressure could drive her mother to self-harm. Daughter said the arrested woman has poor health, suffers from goiter, and often requires emergency care. Meanwhile, on Wednesday the 3rd, Tbilisi Mayor Kahi Kaladze announced that starting in 2026, Tbilisi will roll out a program to replace dangerous buildings in the city's historic districts. The plan allows the municipality to fully buy property from owners, but only if everyone in a building agrees. Officials say they will pay full market value, making sure people get fair compensation. Once cleared, these areas will be ready for new investments. We can imagine who from. Keeping Tbilisi's historic look, allegedly, while opening space for modern development. Officially, there are over 10,000 buildings in Tbilisi that are in dangerous condition, which is a huge headache for the municipality. Recall that last month, we reported that a roof partially collapsed on one of these buildings, leaving two people dead. Most of these buildings do not have any historic categorization, so this program will not target historical buildings, allegedly. The economic front, on Tuesday the 3rd, the Policy and Consulting Research Center reported that nearly 1 million people in the country receive a salary, according to data from July. About 12% of wage earners, more than 100,000 people, make less than 600,000 lari, around $220 a month. Around 36% earn 2,400 lari, about $900, or more, up 4.5% from last year, placing them in the higher income group. At the top, 3% of earners take home more than 9,600 lari, which is about $3,500 a month. Still on the economy, on Tuesday, the second online business outlet, BM.GE, shared data from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, which ranked post-Soviet countries by GDP per capita in 2025. Not a particularly useful measurement of anything, but here it is. Georgia is in seventh place with $9,500, about three times lower than Estonia, which tops the list with $32,700. Others ahead of Georgia include Lithuania, Latvia, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Turkmenistan. Georgia is ahead of Ukraine, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Kyrgyzstan, Belarus, Moldova, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan, which sits at the bottom with just $1,400. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you missed it, don't forget to check out the Georgia Ramble, where we do a deep dive into Georgian slang. Fascinating. Nachondis.